Alright, so I understand you went to college and worked hard to get your job, and just tell me, what were some of your jobs?
Well, you know, I got a degree as an electrical engineer, and I really wasn't happy finishing school at that time, and I kind of thought, well, maybe if I got a master's in business administration, that it'd help me in my private life. I'd be able to know if I was getting a good buy on a house, or I could maybe learn to follow stocks and do things that would help me have things outside my employment activity. And so I went on to school after I got my undergraduate degree in electrical engineering and finally got a master's degree in business administration. And so I found that in the summertime I could go to work for a company that did instrumentation for the Atomic Energy Commission.
And so after you finished your schooling, you got your degree, where did you go? What jobs did you...
Well, those people had been so nice to me to support me while I was in school that I kind of looked around and I interviewed other places. Some of the guys that the location that I went to school had lots and lots of colleges and universities that were teaching engineering. So I interviewed in California and Massachusetts and places, but I found out that I could go work in Nevada, where I had started with the company that I'd started with, and be offered kind of as much as I could get almost anywhere else. So it was a good environment to live in. I wasn't married at the time, so I went back and lived with my folks for, I guess, 2 years before I got married and went to work for the same company.
After that ended, what did you move on to?
Well, I had lots of interesting jobs. A group of young men that I worked with were mostly young men that just had come out of college in the engineering field, were working on Aurora aircraft.
Well,
that's all I can say. There's plenty. They can get on the internet and find stuff about it.
What can you tell us about the Aurora aircraft?
Well, I don't want to say too much, because when you have to kind of, once you go to work for someone that has a security control system, the people who have to be the tightest lipped about it are those that knew all the details while it was happening. Mm-hmm. And the area I'm talking about, and if you want the history of that area, when the federal government took what was called the Nellis Bombing and Gunnery Range, a place where fighter pilots and bomber pilots could fly out of Las Vegas, Nellis Air Force Base, and they had a range that they could go do their practice on. When the federal government took a segment of that and gave it to the Atomic Energy Commission, then the Atomic Energy Commission was responsible for management of it, and they divided it up into areas. Area 2, Area 4, Area 15, Area 6. There were all these different areas, and it was just a geographic division of the perimeter of the area. One of the areas that they got was Area 51. And it was referred to that because it sounded like it belonged to the Atomic Energy Commission. And it was referred to that forever, even to the people that took it over after.
And Area 51, as I'm sure everyone's listening, is kind of referred with aliens and extraterrestrials. Are you able to, like, elaborate on that?
I can only say to you that if you think the government that represents the country that you live in, is going to keep track of as many things they can. And if it is aviation, even to some degree space related, by space I mean up where you normally wouldn't have an airplane with wings, they've got to have a place that they can investigate stuff. And there, it's foolish to think that anybody that had a good idea wasn't somehow followed up on and confirmed and denied or disproved or whatever. And so somewhere they have to be able to do all that work. And is something still going on out there? I've no doubt in my mind. Findings, discussions, research, historic research of people related to the incident that people call the Roswell incident, of a spacecraft coming down and landing. It wasn't the first one, by the way. There's another one that's happened, also happened to occur in New Mexico.